Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Backup quarterback news.
That's backup quarterback competitions music right there. By God!
I need backup quarterback competition like I need air.
Well, good, because you're going to go ahead and gosh darn get it.
Because it's here in Buffalo. Mike White taking reps over
Mitch Trubisky.
There we go. There we go. You know why I need it, though, Derek? Honestly, we talked about it maybe on air, maybe off air. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. They only have one Sunday game.
Yeah.
They have two night preseason games. That's why I need it.
I need it just for, hey, welcome into Buffalo Bills pregame on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. I'm not going to see much of Josh Allen today, but I am going to see quarterback two and three.
That's all I need. I will tell you, though, Mitch Trubisky wearing number 11 and Mike White wearing 14 doesn't feel right. What? I see Mitch Trubisky in 10, and it's taking me a minute to, like, he's 11. It's still taking me time.
Would you rather Khalil Shakir not have 10?
No, it's the worst part. I'm like, no, like, Shakir's 10. It's just, it's taking me a minute for Trubisky to be 11.
I like that. Like, remember, like, the old video games, how, like, they wouldn't change the jersey number when you put someone with the same number on a team?
Mm-hmm.
If you created a team?
Yeah.
Also at number 10.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky.
And this, college teams, because their rosters are bigger, one guy in offense, one guy in defense can share the same number.
Correct.
That typically is how it works. The NFL, though, I mean, that's, we all know I'm a big numbers guy with jerseys, but, like, I always pictured certain guys in certain numbers. Like, to be fair, I can't see Josh Allen wearing anything but 17.
Correct.
I also, like, it wasn't my time, but, like, Joe Montana wearing 19 for Kansas City is a crime. Like, he's 16. Like, that's who he is. Like, he should be 16. And, like, Trubisky is not that guy. Like, I should not have this thing where, like, I saw the highlight yesterday of Max Hairston, and I was like, oh, who's that?
Who's that throwing the ball?
Oh, it's Trubisky, of course. He's wearing 11 now. It takes me a second, and I don't like that. It's going to take me a second. The moment I see the first preseason game is, who's number 11 coming? Oh, it's Mr. Trubisky. Okay. I got there. I do like Mike White, though, as potentially the backup quarterback for the Bills. I've had this song and dance, though, for the last few years. I want so badly. And they don't need to. It's a desire for me to have happen. It doesn't need to happen. I want the Bills to invest in a high potential, very low floor backup quarterback out of college. Like, my dream would be for them to draft Joe Milton so that all of preseason I can just watch this uber athlete that probably will never start an actual regular season game of football play. Patriots fans, you know, had a ball last year. Drake May would play three drives. That'd be it. And then they would just go to Joe Milton and be a blast. I want that. I don't want Mitch Trubisky. I don't want Mike White. No offense. I just want, like, the uber talented guy to college that didn't totally have great success. That I want to enjoy watching backup quarterback play. That does not mean I want a Quinn Ewers. That does not mean I want a Quinn Ewers. That's not what that meant. But I want somebody where it's like, yeah, you're a freak athlete. You were a 4 or 5-star guy out of high school. Didn't really hit in college. You're a 6th-round pick. Fantastic. And a bunch of us can sit here like psychos going like, I watched him the whole time. Jake Fromm was also not that.
Jake Fromm was also not
that. If anything, the exact opposite of what I wanted. Where it's like, cool, I watched him in college and I hated every second of it. Now I get to watch him here. Awesome.
So Quinn Ewers.
So Quinn, oh man. You were doing that on draft day. I don't even know if that was on air or it was off, but you were like, we're getting close that they might take him. And I'm like, I'm going to get upset if they take him. I'm going to get real upset. I hope he has a great NFL career. It was just I was exhausted by the end of the Ewers era. And I'm like, and now that's who's going to dominate my August football schedule for the Bills?
That would have been incredible.
I'd have been exhausted.
That would have just been time is a flat circle.
It's exactly what that would have been. It's exactly what that would have been. It's the moment I thought I escaped him, I'm into the Arch Manning era, and you're like, no, he's going to become a beloved backup quarterback on your favorite pro team.
Right.
And I'd have been like, awesome. That's stupendous. I'm the one guy that has strong feelings
against
him.
I'm the one guy who can't escape.
803-0550, the number to call. Speaking of college, there have been a lot of college media days going on, conference media days. SEC was last week, Big Ten and ACC this week. Also this week in Detroit is the MAC Media Day. And
let's go.
The preseason coaches poll is out. I have mentioned UB a lot. I think they are going to be one of the favorites to win the MAC title. And if you think top four is one of the favorites, then you'd be right. They finish 4th in the coaches poll, though. Should be noted, they do not receive any first-place votes. Toledo comes in at 1, Miami, Ohio, and then Ohio at 3. And then followed by UB and then Northern Illinois rounds out your top 5. So, very, very exciting there. Can't wait for that season to get going. But yeah, the coaches poll has been finishing at 4th.
And
I think that's right.
Yeah.
It's fine. I have no issues. I know I brought up a lot BetMGM when I was looking at their odds, had them as the 2nd-best odds.
Yes.
But there's questions at quarterback. Could totally see the coach's poll going, yeah, until that's answered.
But seeing a roster you already think is on paper looking like the 4th best, even with questions at quarterback, hey, take that.
Pretty good spot to be in. So Justin Fields, by the way.
Yes.
We did mention that crisis seems to be averted. There were more reports following that, though. The crisis being averted is they didn't fracture his toe. He is actually still getting an MRI. And you brought up to me off air of, like, is this the dreaded turf toe?
Which is still the worst name for an injury in all of, like, the English language. Because it does not sound serious at all, and it actually is. But then I think I saw something from Ian Rappaport on this. Where it's a non-big toe injury.
Yeah, dislocated non-big toe.
Okay, care to tell us which one then?
No, I'm okay with that. The less I know about someone's feet, the better. So,
good point.
A non-big toe
dislocated. We got to know too much about Nate Geary's feet.
100%. So the less I know, absolutely the better.
Yeah, that's fair. But it's a non-big toe. So if you're worried about a specific digit on his foot, it's not the big one. If that matters.
I like Justin Fields a lot. I think we've kind of seen what he can be as a quarterback. He should have played longer for Pittsburgh. I do think that. I think they pulled the plug kind of ridiculously to go to Russell Wilson. That ended up hurting them in the long run. But I think we've kind of tapped out. We kind of know what Fields is. For about an hour and a half, though, I was pretty into the idea of like Tyrod taking snaps. I'm not as big of a Tyrod fan as Joe DiBiase, but that's the guy that broke the drought, and he was wonderful here for 3 years.
There should always be a soft place in your heart as a Bills fan for Tyrod Taylor.
And Jeremy brought up the idea of like, oh man, could he break the 2 longest running droughts at the time in the NFL? Or I think he said the longest ever, but he wasn't sure on that. But the 2 longest droughts at the time, the Bills and then the Jets, I was sitting here and I'm like, man, as long as it's not for the division, like if the Bills have the division locked up and the Jets are just fighting for the 7th seed, that last game at Highmark could have been a lot of fun if it was Tyrod doing that. That last game at Highmark could have been a lot of fun. Mainly because I don't really know how a lot of the crowd would have reacted. Like, let's put it in a box. Bills have the 1 seed. They've locked up the division. it's exactly everyone's fears for Week 18 with the red helmets. Josh Allen's going to go out there, take a snap, and leave so that he keeps his Iron Man streak going. And then it's Mike White or Mr. Trubisky, whoever the backup quarterback, and they run the rest of the offense. Will there be a semblance of Bills fans going, I really want Tyrod back in the playoffs? Or will it be, I want to ruin the Jets again? Because let's remember, when the Bills weren't even good, Ryan Fitzpatrick almost gets the Jets in the playoffs.
Correct.
And the last game of the year, he has a horrendous game against the Bills. They don't get in.
Yeah.
So I do wonder, it's like, no, does he get the Ryan Fitzpatrick treatment? Or is it more, hey, man, we're good now. We're not even going to play each other. Go have fun. I think it's closer to the Fitzpatrick thing, but I'd love to know what it actually became.
So I went looking for the all-time longest postseason droughts
mm-hmm.
in the NFL's history.
I feel like it's Detroit, probably.
No.
Really?
Detroit's in the top 10.
Okay. Not top 5?
No. Technically, the Bills aren't in the top 5.
I'm going to hear a team that was barely an organization for 30 years, and it's going to frustrate me.
Oh, no. These are all actual, like, NFL organizations.
Okay.
The Cardinals, 25 seasons.
That was
But this
easy
is
one.
Also...
That's bad on me.
That was back in 1949 when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of teams that couldn't make it in the 1940s, Washington.
Oof.
For also 25 seasons. They're started in 1946.
Oof. And then they get Sonny Jurgensen at some point. Then they finally do, I think.
And just to continue on teams that couldn't make the playoffs in the 1940s, the Pittsburgh Steelers, with 24 seasons, they couldn't make the playoffs starting in 1948, and they didn't do it until 1972. So the formation of the AFL, the Steelers were just bleh. Then
oh yeah, that's right, that's right.
Then
yeah.
The Browns and Bills are tied at 17 seasons.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Then the New York Giants in 1964, all the way to 81, 17 years. The Eagles, also 17 years, 61 to 78.
Yep.
Detroit comes in here as well. Speaking of teams that couldn't win in the 1940s, this drought goes through the 1940s, 16 years, from 36 to 52.
Mm.
Then the Cardinals in a more recent time, 83 to 98. The Packers in the 1940s to 1960. How tough was the playoff field?
Nah.
1945 to 1960. Okay. And then actively the Jets. Tied with the Bengals, 14 seasons. Buccaneers, 14 seasons. Chiefs, 14 seasons. Cardinals, again, also dealing with the 1940s.
Yeah, I can see that.
Can I just, like, not count these at this point?
No, they can stay.
Because the Cardinals, Eagles, and Steelers all have the same time frame, 1933 to 1947.
Well, I mean, if you remember the Eagles'
what
early
are the
years,
playoffs? Two
but,
teams?
But the Eagles' early years, before they get Dick Vermeil, was horrendous.
I know, but what I'm saying is the 1930s and 1940s, was it two teams that made the playoffs?
No, but you know, thinking about it though, honestly,
there was no
free agency. They probably weren't trading so much. So if you nailed the drafts or whatever it was, you were probably fine. And if you didn't, you were hurting bad.
So if we wanted to talk about like modern era streaks,
mm-hmm.
the first four do tap into the modern era, even though they date back to the 1940s.
Right.
They tap into it where the AFL and the NFL do end up merging.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Browns, the Bills, the Giants, the Eagles, the modern-day Cardinals, and then the Jets. If we're talking about modern day, pre-merger, I'm kind of taking out of it. If Tyrod Taylor were to break two different double-digit streaks of postseason droughts, I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but also very much not. Put them in the hall.
At least put the jerseys in the hall.
Put the jerseys in the hall. The people should know about the legend of Tyrod Taylor.
Just be like, he broke the two longest-standing droughts. Would have been almost 10 years apart now. We're getting close to that.
31 combined years of playoff droughtness broken by one man.
It's willpower. He's also the last time Virginia Tech was good at football, too. Just saying.
Yes. I mean,
Tyrod's got that aura about him. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Nathan is with us. Nathan, good morning. How are we doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Personally, as a Buffalo fan, I love Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. The only reason I don't want him to break the drought for the Jets would mean that the Sabres are the lone four major sports that have the longest streak.
Oh, you're so right. You are so right.
If he does break the drought, then I don't know, maybe the Sabres should hire him and put him on like the equipment staff or something.
Just something, right?
Get him on the coaching staff, do something. Yeah.
Exactly. But that is the only reason. Other than that, love Tyrod, would love to see that.
Nathan, thanks for the call, man. That is something too. That might also lead, and again, this
that's
scenario.
That's a taking the bad with the good kind of scenario.
Yeah. But in this scenario, this would also have meant Justin Fields' season was done. It does not look that it's going to be the case at all. Tyrod is going to be the backup quarterback. But if it were, the Sabres could actually play into how the crowd is going because of what Nathan brought up. If the Sabres were firing all cylinders and it's December and it's like, guys, they might be in the playoffs, a bunch of Bills fans might not be feeling that feeling of, I don't want to be the lone cow here. I don't need that in my life. Like, I don't need this.
Well, the Sabres have also done this before where they dupe us with a promising start to the season.
It's been a few years, though. For the most part, the last two,
This incarnation of the Sabres gets off to dreadful starts often, actually.
So if they actually started good, there might be a ton of people going, wait, it's legit now. And I actually would probably put myself in that.
And then I would say careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Those playoff droughts, those numbers are absurd. I can't even think. I mean, I grew up in the Bills drought. Like, I didn't really see a Bills playoff game because I was alive, but, you know, not really cognizant yet at the time until I was a sophomore in college. I think sophomore in college. You're talking like the St. Louis Cardinals at the time, right? Because that would have been the St. Louis Cardinals, not the Arizona Cardinals.
Correct.
25 years. A quarter of a century gone. No play. You would say playoffs of somebody.
Multiple
in St.
teams.
Louis? Oh man, that's just
all time.
So bad.
Two teams with 25 and another with 24.
That's so bad.
Like, again, what were the playoffs in the 1940s?
You might be right. Like, two teams going back and forth. A lot like baseball, where it was like, you need to win your division. There's gonna be six teams. That's it.
The 30s and 40s, because you ready? The Cardinals, Eagles, and Steelers, the three teams that I listed there, 25, 25, and 24.
Mm-hmm.
They also have 14 on the same list, which tells me they all made it in different aspects here. Like, well, actually, no. Washington's on that one. So it's the Cardinals, Washington, and the Steelers. But the Cardinals and Steelers have 14-year playoff droughts from 33 to 47, make it in 48, and then don't make it again until the 70s.
Oof.
Oof. You two teams had 1 year.
That's you know, looking back on it too,
that's wild.
But like honestly, like now, like talking about playoff droughts too. because we've talked about it with the Sabres, like if they would have like backed into one of these years, like how, you know, would we really be sitting here like having like the same conversations and upset? The 2020 year, they play one more game, they play Montreal, they get in, something like that. It's absolutely, I think, more painful if you do have that drought 1 year randomly and then miss like the next 5-6 years. I think that's more painful than rather like the consistent, like, we're just garbage. You kind of almost expect it and someone embrace it, where that one random year where nothing happens and you're like just kind of happy, there's that excitement initially and then you're angry.
Like, you're back to angry.
Like, seriously though, like, you look at the Bills drought. They break it off that random, you know, negative point differential. It's a lot of turnovers. They switch quarterback. It makes no sense why they make it, right? Just on, you know, looking at the stats. Let's say Allen misses, or they just don't take him. They take Rosen.
Right.
And there is no second year jump up from, you know, we're 6-10. We're taking our lumps. We're going to be back next year. There is no 2019 jump.
No.
It's just bad. All of a sudden, that year where they make it,
hey, remember 2017?
But I think a lot of people more just get angry of like, because we've talked about it too.
Right.
The team getting rid of Tyrod.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden there's going to be some vitriol towards that. We've mentioned it. Like Bean's legacy, I think for a lot of people, probably becomes very negative very quickly.
Very fast.
Because he is not there for the 2017 draft. And ultimately that still would have been a very good draft. Instead, really some of his first moves are to strip the roster down, get rid of the quarterback that broke the drought, and then go take a risky prospect. Like, when you put it in that context,
yeah.
Bean really put himself out on the line there. Really put himself on the line.
Right away.
Respect it, but right away.
Right away. But, hey, what better way to define your tenure?
Right. Because
a lot of general managers have to do that now. You are hired as a new general manager. You're taking a new quarterback, typically.
Yep. And instead of resting on his laurels going, well, this guy got us here. He's playing fine football. He got us here.
Yeah.
No.
And there is a team that did do that with a former Bills assistant general manager. Joe Shane has to extend Daniel Jones.
It's not great.
But now it makes sense, though, that general manager and that head coach are allowed to take a quarterback of their own.
Mm-hmm.
They should have been able to do it from the beginning. It's not like Daniel Jones was tearing up the league.
He threw 15 touchdown passes in the year they make the playoffs and beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
15 touchdown passes.
Yep.
In the year, what would that have been, 23?
Mm-hmm.
That, I'm telling you, I do think it was ownership going, no, you have your quarterback, like, we're done.
Yeah.
And that is one of the most painful things.
One of the biggest crimes of NFL history is allowing Dave Gettleman to retire in dignity.
He kind of was right, though, on the Saquon Barkley pick. Like,
he was right about that pick.
That guy's going to be wearing a gold jacket. He just probably won't go in as a Giant.
Which is hysterical now.
Probably going in as
a Giant. But the part of the problem with that was, hey, we're going to take Daniel Jones at like fourth overall. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he's Eli Manning.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, man. You remember that draft? They were fully convinced that was Eli Manning. Because David Cutcliffe at the time, who was Eli's coach in college, I think was still the Duke coach.
He was.
And so they're like, that's Eli Manning. Then they hit Jackson Dart. Yeah. I am a fan of Jackson Dart, though. I'm into whatever's going to be going on there.
His first pass of 11-on-11s in training camp was a pick six.
Don't say that to me.
I will say that.
And Russell Wilson is the starter for now. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, 803. It's fun to do overreactions to videos.
It's my favorite part of the offseason. 803-0550, the number to call. One other thing real quick on the playoff droughts I do want to bring up, because I know Jeremy and Joe were mentioning this too when talking about the Sabres drought. Jets have the same years. The droughts, or the last time they were in the playoffs, started when the first season of Game of Thrones and the last A Song of Ice and Fire book came out. I will note that George R. R. Martin is from New York and is a fan of both the Jets and the Giants. So there has been rumblings within that community for years that until the Jets get in the playoffs,
so
he will not release the book.
So that's why there's so much pain in those books and destruction and chaos.
Yes.
It's because he's a Jets fan. He's a Jets fan. Now it all makes
sense.
And a Mets fan.
I should also point that.
There's a lot of pain in that writing, and now I understand where it comes from.
All comes from that. 803-0550, the number to call. James, we'll get to you after a quick timeout. You're listening to WGR.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.